Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, clean, refreshing, it's absolutely beautiful Southern California tonight. And tonight I've invited a very, very special friend on the show tonight, Ms. Georgina Beaumont, live from London. Georgina has a very, very large group on Facebook called The World of Love and Light, and she is also a very, very special adult indigo. Hi, Georgina. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
Fine. I'm so glad you could be with us. And it's late right now in London, isn't it? Is it late in London right now? Or actually, it's very early, isn't it?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, really, thank you for being with us.
You're more than welcome.
Let's talk about an adult indigo. What exactly does that mean?
Okay. Well, I am an adult indigo. I've awoken to myself for five years to discover, you know, who I am and, you know, how powerful I am as an indigo. But indigos worldwide are actually awakening. They have been for many years, but more so now. An indigo is a very highly intelligent, and that doesn't mean to say they are people that you know, are graduates. They have like GCSEs or go to university. Their intelligence is more universal intelligence. The message of love. And light and truth, the people that bring, you know, awareness spiritually. Their energy is very high, intense. They can change the frequency of a room. They question everything. They're a soul search. They're always looking for answers, asking questions why. If something doesn't actually feel right, they question it constantly. The truth seekers through and through.
Truth seekers. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So you were born in indigo. So what was it like growing up as an indigo?
I had this discussion the other night, actually, on another radio show. And my upbringing was fabulous, actually. I chose very well. My mother and father are very good parents. And I was very fortunate to be born into a very happy home. But I didn't actually get that at school. I was bullied at school. I never actually felt like I was a part of anything or a part of anyone. I always questioned life. Why was I here? What was, at a very, very young age, why was I here? What was life about? Why people were nasty, I could never relate to nastiness in a big way. My heart always was filled with love, and yet other people weren't like me, and I questioned that as a child. So throughout my life, I was guided to different people who said that, you know, you are a special person. We are special. We're all special. But you are a special person that... will be guided to people to awakening, to awaken to who you are. And you will be leading in groups and people will follow you with the energy that you've been born with.
Wow. And evidently you're magnetizing all these people to you through your very large Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah, it's obviously it's intentional now because I'm now putting that message out in love and light, and you know, my heart is completely, as it has always been as a child to my teenage age to now, it's always come with a lot of love, and we all know what love does, it attracts. And I'm also a twin, by the way. I'm an identical twin.
Oh, really?
Yes, my sister Kelly, she's my identical twin, which I obviously believe that was chosen for a reason, for the attraction as well, but also to understand myself and for her as well, because she's an indigo, the power of telepathy, because twins carry quite a heavy frequency, and telepathy is very strong. And we have had similar, well, we have had exactly the same dreams at the same time. And, you know, we kind of sense each other's feelings. So I think we kind of chose that, or I chose that, before I even entered this earth, to have that experience, so I could be more clearer to people about what's going to be happening for the future.
Oh, okay. So you can, you're psychic.
I am.
And and your sister is too. And you can
Extremely.
Read each other's minds.
Yes.
Wow. That must have been fun growing up.
Very much so. I mean, you know, I think it makes a difference when you're born into a family that loves you, and you get the respect and love that you need. And we've always had a lot of attention as individuals and as twins. So I think that's, and my mum's extremely, my mum's an indigo, by the way, she's an indigo adult. So I've been born into a complete spiritual family. All my mum's side of the family is very open spiritually. They do tarot cards, crystal healing, you know, they do quantum touch healing. So I've been born into a very spiritual family, which has made it easier for me, whereas a lot of indigos out there haven't actually been born into a family that I have, and have had quite a rough time.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That sounds so exciting, though. But thank goodness you were born into a family where your mom could understand what was going on.
Yeah.
And could
definitely.
Actually help guide you into understanding too, right?
Yeah, well, she has. I mean, mum's pretty much had a childhood, like how she was brought up and in school as well, how we have. I mean, she tried to obviously avoid that with school and bullying and stuff like that, and she didn't actually realise until later on in our life that we were bullied, because we kept that to ourselves. But it was all part of our awareness and growth, and, you know, I appreciate and I'm grateful for everything that I was shown back then to bring me to the person I am today. It's just like any trauma in my life, I now understand that it was all there for my growth and for me to become the person I am today.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said that you can see the future. Is what is about to what's going on with the world right now?
Okay,
a big question.
That's a big responsibility for me, but it's I'm only able to give to listeners and to anyone that comes in alignment with myself what I've been shown spiritually, be it through someone been shown to me with a message or through my visions or just a sense of feeling. Majority of my life I've been guided to people that have been a messenger, no difference to anyone else, but my messages have been strong and my previsions have been, you know, way advanced of most people out there. So what's happening right now, obviously there's a mass awakening. The 2012 build-up has been going on for many years, but we are actually in the prime of it now. 2007 was our, it's no turning back. It's all the way now. 2008, which we're in now, is the year of mass change. the gates of love has opened up, the energy has changed, the frequency is changing every day. There's a massive quickening out there of time. I think you've obviously, I have heard on previous shows that you've mentioned that to your listeners, that there is a massive quickening out there in time. So time is actually speeding up. Generally, people are now starting to feel this. I felt it for many, many years, as has my mother and my sister. But this, it's more noticeable in people now. People are actually noticing that, you know, the days are whizzing by really quickly.
Yeah.
And what's happening out there, Mother Earth is actually going through an experience, but so are we. Because as she goes through the experience of this new birth, we're also going through that too. And we're doing it at great speed every day. The frequency is changing, the energy is changing, we're changing, and it's exciting.
Well, I have to tell you, yesterday in Southern California, we had an earthquake, and it was pretty large. It was a great big jolt. I mean, yeah. I'm so used to earthquakes, but this one, everybody was talking about. It's really something. But I guess the Earth is going through a change. We're feeling energetically.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what you're aware of, Julie, but David Wilcock, I'm a very big fan of him and his awareness and, you know, obviously what he's being shown and to bring the message to us that the earthquakes are actually, I mean, I know it sounds quite scary, and it is quite scary. I mean, we're very fortunate here in the UK. We don't have earthquakes like you have earthquakes or anywhere in the world. So we haven't experienced that. I think we had a shimmer about 3 months ago, which was where everyone was kind of going crazy here. Because we don't have this kind of, we don't have it here in the UK, but we will be. We will be worldwide. Earthquakes will be the norm. They reckon before we actually reach 2012, we'll be having earthquakes every 5 minutes.
Really?
It'll be about strange.
I believe we're to that point now, except that they're small and we're not feeling them.
Perhaps that possibly could be. As I said, that for us, we haven't actually experienced that yet. I think we're quite fortunate where we are in the UK, that we you know, for the global change that's out there, we really haven't seen much major. We haven't really seen major change. We are seeing it in our climate, weather, but that is actually normal. You know, global warming is a big cover up of what's happening out there spiritually. It's all, you know, the Earth is actually perfect. It's forming perfectly, and you know, global warming is part of that change. It's part of the shift that we're going through.
So what is supposed to be happening? Just energetically? Or what is it? I mean, what's going to happen with the earthquakes?
Personally,
I like them. I mean, I had a great time yesterday. It was really kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, the experience, it's just really like, wow, this is great.
Well, it's energy release, isn't it? And earthquakes are energy release. So you probably are picking up on the energy release of the earthquake, and that's probably what excites you. Because, Julie, I think that you're very evolved anyway, although you are a messenger to people on the radio, but you are generally, you're generally here to, you're very evolved and you're very awake, and this information is being, you know, given to you, and I think you generally pick up on that energy, so you probably would find that and wouldn't come necessarily from the fear of that, whereas people around you that are less aware would come from the fear of that, and that's where it manifests.
So it's the fear that manifests more?
Definitely.
That really would cause the problem. It's the fear.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of what's going on out there right now with the climate changes, there's a lot of I'm coming with truth, complete truth, and what I've been guided to and the people that I'm surrounded in with the weather, the global warming is an actual cover-up to what's happening. I probably, you know, I'm going to open a can of worms here, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people question this, but to do your own research about global warming and how we are suppressed to what's actually the truth of it. and what is actually happening needs to be further investigated with people. That's my view. And people, indigos, are bringing that message of truth that the global warming is just the awakening of the planet. And the other stories are to suppress that, to create more fear, to keep people in the vibration of fear, to slow down the growth.
To slow down the growth of global warming, or to slow
down? No, the global of awakening, because the more people are awakening, the more awareness there is. People are just shifting worldwide at speed.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing this. People really are. They're shifting the consciousness from all over the world. So what can we do right now with all of this shifting?
Okay, well, people that are awake, my message is really for indigos is to the indigos that are aware they're indigos to join groups worldwide, connect, form a community, get chatting, form oneness in that group for support, because as time goes on, there will be there'll be a lot of despair in the fact that people won't know where to turn, and these groups, which we're calling hubs, will be where people will go to for support.
Oh, they're called hubs, H-U-B?
Yeah, hubs. They'll be on my
Facebook. I've been noticing that word come up a lot lately.
So yeah,
that's
yeah.
What it is. It's like a gathering place for people to go if they...
Totally.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, for indigos that are obviously awakening to themselves and a little bit confused or don't really know where to turn, then go to Google and type in indigo support. There's lots of support on Google. If you type on Google, they'll direct them to a support or community groups that they can get to go to a life coach or someone that will be able to spiritually help them.
Okay,
and it would take
how is a person supposed to recognize right off the bat that they might be an indigo?
Okay. Well, I mean, there are signs now. For example, you can go to Google and type in "Am I an indigo?" and it will come up with a website that takes you to a questionnaire.
Oh.
And yeah, you can do that as well, Julie. You can type in "Am I an indigo?" and it will come up with loads of sites, and the sites will direct you to a questionnaire. But people who'd like to know whether they are, as I said before when we first started the show, they are highly intelligent, may not express, not normally expressed in the way of, academically, yeah. They're normally very creative in art. They like to make things. They need to understand. They're always questioning things. Their senses are really strong that things are not right. They will sense this change. They will sense this frequency right now, that for sure. Their soul will be calling for this change to connect to people for understanding. They can be quite rebellious as well. They resist authority and... they express their feelings they're very outspoken. They can be very argumentative. They come with, indigos that are not fully awakened and into the spiritual self, they come with a lot of anger and frustration. ADHD as well is, compulsive behaviour when they're bad at school. Find it very difficult to learn the kind of the standard school homework. They can't comprehend like the homework that's given. It doesn't interest them. It bores them. It's just not on their frequency level.
Huh. Interesting.
They're very psychic as well. Very very psychic. Very strong intuition.
So they could be actually wondering what's wrong with them.
Yes.
And so this is the perfect solution. If they have just a curiosity, then they should go to MI Indigo and put that in the search engine and find out all this information. That's good, good advice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really important for indigos to get the help and direction. And once they get that help, they are phenomenal people. We all are. We all are phenomenal people, all very special. But indigos are here, and they're here for the future. No difference to star children, who are normally, they are psychics. They come with a very high energy. Again, their intuition and their psychic ability is phenomenal. So there's a lot happening on the planet right now. And I'm 32, and people in now and older than me are really speaking out in a big way to raise the frequency, to raise the level of awareness to the truth of what's happening on the planet.
Well, we know that everybody's going through an economic shift. We in the U.S. are going through a huge one. As a matter of fact, today the governor of our state stated that he's going to be reducing everybody that works for the state, like 650,000 people, from their regular salaries down to $6.65 an hour because of our state budget. That's dramatic. That's really something. So my question is, will it help by doing collective consciousness meditations? Can we make the shift?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we are actually, Julie, in a very, very exciting time right now. So we're going to go from talking about, the credit crunch that's going out there, the fear, the suppression, the global warming and the fears of this and the fears of that, to actually going into the spiritual of the whole thing right now and to say that people... And this is a message of light to anyone that's listening, that if you're prepared to step out of the box and think and detach yourself away from the fear of finance, the fear of loss of anything, and just open your mind up to this consciousness, this energy, I mean, it's amazing. I know personally for me, I've been shifting for about 5 years now. And I've had my ups and downs as an indigo and just as a being of light. But I can actually say that my life's leveling out now. And the more I'm opening up my heart, the more I'm seeing, the more that I'm attracting, the more better I'm feeling, you know. So, yes, I do believe that this fear will pass if the individual is willing to open up and step outside the box.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm having that special broadcast on August 8th, 2008, which is next Friday. And I'm opening it up to the world. It's a special broadcast, but it's on peace and prosperity for the United States of America. Because I really think that if we can reduce our fear here, we could project out peace and prosperity out to the rest of the world. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, 100%. You've obviously had a message to do so. I think with me getting involved in this, I'm kind of trying to do this worldwide. And you know, I'm
You're a big part of it. grabbing
this opportunity. I can't tell you the efforts I've gone into spreading the word, not just on Facebook or MySpace, but outside of that, and just making people aware. And I'm absolutely astounded of how people have come forward, and even people that are not so aware spiritually that want to know, because they want to bring this peace into their life. And you mentioned meditation, and even the people that don't understand what meditation does, they want to know about it, because I think generally people are exhausted. And because of the changes on the planet at the moment, Julie, what's happening is the intensity of the energies. People that are in their spiritual self and awake to this and growing with this and meditating every day and coming from the truth of their self are really getting the abundance and they're really seeing that, and people are detaching themselves to anything like the internet. They're just going off and living a whole completely whole new life with new friends. So, people generally are tired. They are tired and exhausted. The ones that are not open and are fighting it and resisting it. You'll be amazed how many people are still resisting this energy and this fighting battle. But everyone, and I mean everyone, will be touched with the light. And they call it lotus love. We're actually going to this lotus love that's entering the planet and shifting. And it's coming in abundance. And it's as the gates open up of love, the truth will be exposed even more. And everyone worldwide will be touched with this love and light.
And what will that mean for everyone?
People that are not awake now
will be.
But meditation, these groups who are, you know, are coming together, and you're part of that as well, will be forming more and more meditation, not just on a monthly, it'll be on a weekly basis where people can come together. It's already happening on Facebook, which are actually hubs. It's intentional, by the way. It's all intentional. MySpace, all these, and is it called Twitter? It's a big...
Yes,
All these sites have been put up to speed everything up. No difference to, like, online dating. It's all there to speed, you know, the growth of the soul. It's all there to speed up.
Well, it has speeded up the communication. To me, the world has just
exploded.
Shrunk. Yeah, I mean, it's shrunk, too, because it's like it's not impossible for me to be talking to you, yet we don't know each other, but we know each other through this computer. So it's amazing that it's just shrunk up so much. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we're having an experience through the internet. Away from the internet, when we actually reach 2012, we will have that regardless whether the internet's there or not. So we will be able to interact with people through our thoughts.
We'll be able to read people's thoughts?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Be able to communicate to...
It's already happening. Now, I'll give you for an example. I'm sure I've had an experience where you've been really thinking about someone. You did the other day. You said that you've been thinking about me, and I emailed you pretty much straight after. Okay, your energy was picking up on my energy, and I'm sure you've had an experience where you've been thinking about a friend, and then you receive an email or a text, or she phones you.
Right, that has
to happen. Yeah. So they're kind of signs there. Or you're thinking about someone and their name pops up. You know, it's all manifestation, of course, but it's telepathy.
That is so true, because even I was thinking about Estelle Getty, who was on a TV show here, and then that evening they announced that she had died. So it's like, okay, I was into her energy there. So more of that is happening here. You know, I have got phone calls coming in here. Would you mind if we take one? And then also Anthony also wants to know, why is 8808 so significant?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, let's take that one first. 888, the reason why I picked that for the peace and prosperity meditation is because in Feng Shui, 8 is a very auspicious number. And so 8808, which is 2008, actually comes down numerically to the number 8. So it is probably the most powerful prosperity day that we have had as far as the Chinese Feng Shui ever, and that's why the Chinese are opening the Olympics that day. So that was my take. What's your take on it, Georgina?
Well, 8 is the manifestation number as well.
So is it? See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a manifestation number as well. So our intentions are to come together in peace and love, we are manifesting that at a great speed, and it's going to be massive. You know, people, you know, are aware of this as well. The people who meditate on a regular basis, and people are into numerology as well. But number 8 is the manifestation number as well. But also today, the 1st of August, you're not in the 1st, are you, at the moment? You're still in the 31st.
Yeah, I'm still in the 31st.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, today in the UK is the solar eclipse. And it's in Leo. And in August, this month, we've got two eclipses. Today, the 1st of August, is the solar eclipse. And on the 16th is the lunar eclipse, and it's in Aquarius. So we are actually going to come together central to in between two major eclipses. And it's going to shift. This meditation is going to shift, and it's going to come in alignment with the two eclipses, the two major eclipses this year.
Wow.
It's really special that, you know, you've obviously come to me for that reason, for me to also spread the word. Obviously, you're doing that, and people, I'm getting people still to do the work to bring people together to the group and, you know, outside the group too. So there is a reason for this.
Wow.
We mean business. We want change.
This is great. I had no idea. This is very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a call here. Let's see. I've got a call from area code 850. You are on the line. 850, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Don't know why I'm on the radio today, but this is Anthony. I just had to call in. My computer's been broken, but I just saw the show, and I had to call in and say hello. And now, is Indigo, is she an actual Indigo type of person?
Absolutely she is, and that's Georgina. Georgina is very Indigo. She's not blue, but as she was explaining, it's very spiritual. And it's something you're born with, and it's, do you think that you might be Indigo?
Myself? Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm just interested in the awakening that's going on the planet, and I definitely feel that I'm a part of that process because of, I guess, some intuitive coincidences that have manifested in my world over the last year or so. So, anyway, I wanted to say thank you so much. And I did have a question. When was the last time that it happened in the UK that you had a solar and a lunar eclipse at the same time, same month?
Off record and coming from honesty, I can't actually answer that question. I'm not too sure whether it's happened in the last couple of years. I'd probably have to get back to you on that, and perhaps Julie could post that up for you on a blog or something.
Sure.
But I honestly can't answer that question right now.
Okay, well, thank you. I just actually I had to call in to listen because my computer's been acting silly, and I just wanted to listen.
Okay, well,
yeah.
You can continue to listen.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on mute. There you go. And then I got another call. Looks like he's on Skype. Could be. There you are. Are you on Skype? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
It's a her. Hi. How are
it's
you?
It's a her. I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Did you have a question for Georgina?
I do, but I don't know if it's geared toward what Georgina does. I think
she does everything.
Oh, perfect. I have encountered a young person that is really suffering from something that happened in their past. It was very, very traumatic. They don't want to do any type of therapy type work. And I'm really concerned with the shifts that's going on if they don't discuss the issue that's really troubling them, if they will be carried through to the light. What will happen to those type of people?
Good question, actually. Thank you for bringing it to the show. Thank you. Yeah, this is just not for the person that's entered your life. This is for everyone right now. There is a lot of despair out there and there's no mistake for that. Totally. It's absolutely perfect. Whatever's happening in anyone's life right now, be it, bad or good, is absolutely perfect. With the shifting of the energy, it is actually awakening, and the heartache and despair is all there to open the person up, to clear, to allow this new energy to flow through them. And my message to you with regards to your question is that it will, with the energy changes that's happening at the moment, it won't be a force, as in, you know, she will have to, but she will eventually surrender to it. And it might not necessarily be you that she'll turn to, but through her manifestation of her own thoughts, she is consciously asking, and someone will enter her life and will help her. Or she will just naturally break, and she will just say, I need help. And that's when she might possibly turn to you and say, I need help, what do I do? Or she might just actually, find help herself, or someone might enter her life to help her.
And so this person, even though I found out what this situation is and they feel that no one knows, so I do not in any way want to address the issue and say, I've had some insights come in, blah, 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 blah. I do not want to do that.
No, well, I would be totally natural and be very compassionate and gentle around her as well. So get her, if you can. I mean, how close are you to her?
Very.
Very, okay.
I'm close to them, yeah.
She obviously trusts you then.
Not enough to talk about it.
Well, she's coming probably from fear that you might not understand.
Okay, yes, I could see that.
That makes sense? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
So... what I would suggest for you to do is to try not to apply too much thought yourself of coming from fear or the want of her to surrender to this. You know, it's completely, she's resisting this energy, this healing, and just to be a little bit more relaxed around her. And perhaps you could this is something that you could do is, you know, do you meditate at all?
On occasion.
Okay, well, at night when you're meditating, gently apply your thoughts to her. Ask the universe, to direct light to you. So you could send the light to her through your thoughts. So just send her loving thoughts and just ask for her protection and just to trust as well that your thoughts are, you know, being exchanged, and you are just as powerful to shift her energy, but to ask for her protection and for the universe to open her up as well, and trust and believe that you have the power to do that through your meditation.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Can I ask what birth sign you are?
I'm a Taurus.
Right, okay.
I've been go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. What birth sign is she?
It's the middle of December. Is that Sagittarius? I think Sagittarius.
Right, okay, then that figures. Because Sagittarians are the gentle souls. When they haven't transcended their sign and they're not coming from a spiritual self, they can actually come from a very, very low energy and feel very lonely and lost. And they don't sometimes, if they don't, they sometimes feel quite alone and lost. Being a Taurus, you a Taurus and she's a Sagittarius, she will be attracted to you because your planetary sign is the sign Venus, and that's the goddess of love, and Sagittarius is very attracted to that, so she will come to you in time. That's all I need to say for you, because I just know if you apply yourself gently to her, as opposed to fiercely, because Taurians can come very fierce with their love, not intentionally, but they can come very strong, and that can come over fierce, but it's not intentional. But if you are a little bit more gentle and just surrender to, you know, the eagerness of wanting to help, so just retreat, she will come forward naturally.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay. I think you know what to do anyway.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, that was really good. That was great. Did she answer all your questions?
Oh, more than all of them, and I really appreciate that you mentioned to be gentle, because I know my eagerness to help can come on pretty strong. So thank you for reminding me to be gentle and just soft.
Okay, you're welcome.
Boy, that is so much fun. Good work there. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Georgina, you get into the real love aspects between men and women, or a mate, don't you, with astrology and love connections and all that? Tell us about that.
I do. Well, most of my journey has been obviously awakening to who I am, but it was thrown upon me about 4 years ago to understand about twin souls and soulmates in a big way. I understood that there was we had soulmates, and I thought that's what all there was nothing else apart from soulmates. But I really didn't understand what the word soulmate meant, and what significance a twin soul had as well, and that we all each have a twin soul on this earth or on another dimension. And I was introduced to people in Scotland, and I went to a retreat for 6 weeks, and I spent some time there, and I actually learned about soulmates and twin souls in a big way. But they also said that I was a love angel that's been brought on earth to give the message to people about relationships, and that I'm going to be the future love. And I will spread the love, but also I will re-educate people to who they are, but also in relationships. And obviously with this shift that's going along as well, it's breaking relationships at speed. I'm sure you can, and anyone actually has noticed that relationships are not actually gluing together now. There's more despair in relationships in general. So kind of I'm kind of the future. And many other people like myself, and spreading the word about soulmates and the importance of soulmates, but also to let people know about their twin soul and what they need to do to attract their twin soul into their life, but also the importance of the twin soul frequency.
The twin soul frequency,
mm-hmm.
which is just, that's kind of like what you have with your sister, isn't it?
Well, pretty much. That's something that I questioned, actually, and when, you know, perhaps that's one of the reasons why I was born as a twin, to understand that energy and frequency. Very similar. It is soulmate energy is very similar to twin soul, but there are slight differences, and once you actually learn about the differences, it's quite obvious. Soulmates come with drama and lessons, heavy lessons for the soul to grow from. Twin soul is not. It's twin soul is light, it's beautiful, it's abundant. Twin souls don't necessarily have to live in each other's pockets, where soulmates like to know where you are and what you're doing and want to be part of the energy. Twin souls have their individual energies, but they're shared. They're parallel. They're parallel energies.
Interesting.
Sorry.
So how do you help people get together?
Well, at the moment, in a big way, I mean, I'm coaching people with twin souls that have already met their twin souls, and then the soul's not actually, the spirit's not actually ready to connect. You normally know when you've met your twin soul inwardly. It's an inward feeling. You know, you sense it, you feel it, you see it through your psyche. You know when you've met. You don't need to question once you've met your twin soul. You feel the energy. You also know when you're in a soulmate relationship too, because it's traumatic. But then again, I'm saying that a soulmate relationship can also be light. It's just depending on what stage each individual is spiritually, how they've come together in growth. So if you've done quite a lot of work on yourself, then the two spirits will, if it's a soulmate relationship, it can be quite nice, it can be quite comfortable, but there's always lessons behind that. So for every relationship you go through is a shift and a growth to reach the one, they call it the one, which is your twin soul.
Oh, neat. So do you see into past lives?
It's not something I've really touched on. And I've been told that it's something that I will be doing in the future, but it's not my actual subject.
So when you say what you've been told, who's telling you?
I have done in the past. I've gone to clairvoyance and, obviously that's part of my awakening and my learning about myself. Everyone does. Everyone seeks advice and wants guidance. And I was actually told that I will be looking into past lives as many other things that I'll be doing. Go back 5 years ago, Julie. I wouldn't have dreamt I was doing what I was doing now.
Really?
No.
It just came all together. It just flowed to you because that's what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Yes, totally. As I say, everyone's got a time when they awaken. I must say that I'm meeting more souls that are have recently awoken, and they've obviously been sent my way. But if I was talking to them 6 months ago, they would never have been able to take my energy or take the conversation. It's only because their time is now and they have been awoken.
Well,
so the people out there that are thinking, I'm not quite sure what they're talking about or she's talking about, their time will actually come when something will happen and it will all fall into place, like putting together a puzzle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and actually, the guy that called in and said, just the feeling.
Yeah, Anthony, uh-huh.
Yeah, everyone will be getting the feeling now. Everyone will start to wonder, things on news they'll be questioning it. They'll be thinking, that doesn't feel right, it doesn't sound right. And people generally, away from the TV or any, activity, they will be sensing this shift. They will be sensing this shift, and everyone will have this awakening.
So people are actually going to be paying attention more to their emotional feelings and letting those emotions, such as, does it feel good, should I be going in this path, or does it feel bad, or rethink it, they're going to be directed more by their inner self, their higher, their universal source, through their connection. Is that correct?
100%, yeah. They'll be directed, and they'll be directed no different to me, how I was directed, and yourself. Others will go through that experience, but they will be sensing this now. They'll be sensing this energy change. They'll be, the ones that you might look upon and you might think, no, the time will come. It will come.
Oh, interesting. Very good. So if people, they would come to you for counseling, and they can come to you through the internet, right?
It's www.theworldoflovenlight.com.
Let's do that again. Theworldoflovenlight.com.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And they can contact you there so that they could get coaching from you on either their love life or just about their future or how they can awaken more.
Yeah, if there's a subject that I can't cover, then I know enough people to direct them to someone that will be able to help. But I know for sure that people that are coming to me at the moment are being directed through the universe to me for me to help them. Completely trust in that.
Great, great, great. Okay, so that is theworldofloveandlight.com.
That's correct.
And it's Georgina Beamont, Beamont. Is that correct?
It's B-E-A-M-E-N-T, B-Mint.
Oh, B-Mint. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
M-E-N-T. Okay, good. I just want to make sure so people can get on there and do a search if one way or another they can find you.
I'm on Google, actually. If you type on Google, my actual name, I come up on Google on MySpace and Facebook, and my website comes up as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Wonderful. Well, this is really great information. And, right before we sign off here, the August 8th meditation and your group, and I know you're bringing all these people together. It's wonderful. But what do you tell people when we say it's peace and prosperity for the United States of America, but anyone who participates will gain those gifts as well? Do people react that it's for the U.S.?
They do. They are obviously aware of that, but I think people's intentions are it's a worldwide thing. They're thinking bigger. They're thinking, you know, we are concentrating on the state, on the U.S., and I am actually directing to that. But people, I think, just want to be a part of that energy. They want to be a part of that peace, and they're longing for it. Whether they are interested in the subject or not, they just generally want to be a part of the peace.
And part of the energy. I think that's wonderful. That's really great.
Yeah. And they really are. They just want to be. They, for some reason, that no difference to why we've come together tonight, or connected like in the past. Generally, their psyche has drawn them to that. It's part of their awakening.
Isn't that something? Wow, you've really opened my eyes to a lot of things tonight, Georgina.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough.
No, that's okay. Can I also mention to you, just before I go,
sure.
Frequencies, yeah, just frequencies that people will be noticing. The codes 1111, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66, 77, 88, and 99. 1111 is the awakening code. Now, people will be seeing, well, they're seeing it in a mass now worldwide, that these the 1111 code, you'll probably see it on your clock. It's on your digital clock. You know, 22 is 1111, actually. 33 is the universal number, that's the God number. And 1111 is the opening the doors, so it's the energy. And it's the awakening of all light workers, the awakening of the universe. So these are things that you perhaps can look out for, but also the people that are listening tonight, you know, if you have been noticing it, then it's your time to step up and awaken to what's around you, to be aware. What are you being shown? Who are you, who's in your life that's trying to give you a message to shift and to awaken?
Wow, so 33, 44, 55. Now, those aren't specific. Like you said, 1111 is awakening.
Okay.
And 22 is still 11. It breaks down to 1111, right?
Yes.
But 33 and 44, anything particular about that?
Yeah, 33 is it's a high frequency.
High frequency. So any double-digit number that we see that comes up, we know that we've just hit on something
happening.
Really.
Yeah,
that,
what's happening. Pay attention. It's normally what are you being faced with? What are you seeing? What is the message to you?
Okay.
Yeah, that goes for everyone. I mean, it's people that are waking this. I mean, indigos are seeing it, but it's not just indigos. Everyone is a part of this. Indigos are just helping people, you know, they're there for obviously the awakening now, and they're going to be the future to push us through.
Wow. That is really neat. That is really neat. I loved it, and I bet you see those numbers quite a bit, don't you?
I've had these numbers for probably about 5-6 years. I've seen them more than ever this year. I don't pay too much attention to them now. I think the more you are open yourself up the less they appear. I think that's because you're listening. They normally come into my alignment when I'm not paying attention or I slip back a bit, which I have a tendency to do sometimes if I kind of lose track of, you know, just generally get bogged down with things and I'm not coming from my higher self. But generally, you know, it's actually faded away and it's not predominant in my life right now. But then when it is there, I normally am paying attention and I take on the message it's giving me. And I normally know what it is before it even appears.
Mm. Wow. Wow, what a great gift you have. Well,
it's one I've actually learned to love, and I'm grateful and to be the person I am today. I'm very happy.
And I'm glad you're the person you are too.
Thank you.
You know, this is such a wonderful time to be living. I mean, I'm just so excited about everything. It's all good. It's all wonderful. It's just really a blessing to be alive right now. So I want to thank you, Georgina, for talking to us so early in the morning from London.
I know, it's bedtime now.
Yeah, it is bedtime, and I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much. It was really delightful, and I guess we'll be talking to you on August 8th. And just a reminder to everyone to listen to the August 8th, 08 meditation special broadcast. All you have to do is just go to lawofattractiontools.com. It will be playing, and actually on the site from August 7th. So at any time, anywhere in the world, even in London, at 8:08 a.m. your time or 8:08 p.m. your time or any time during the day on 8:08, you can go into that website and just take 30 minutes and enjoy it. It will just start playing, and it will be a collective consciousness throughout the day. So, and with that, thanks again, Georgina, and I'm going to say good night to all of my wonderful listeners. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Thank you, Georgina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.